Good morning. Welcome to you all. This morning we give thanks for Maddie for leading our service. Thank you, Maddie, and all those who are going to participate in the service too. This is a quick reminder to switch off your phones as we prepare to remember. Church meeting will begin straight after the service, and it must finish at 1 o'clock today due to the Child Contact Centre. Pastoral news. George, who works for the church, is currently unwell. Please pray for his return to health. Anne McFarlane has had a fall. Sulhi sends her love to church members and friends from South Korea, where she's helping her parents with their apple harvest. And she sent three pictures that you can see in the things that are projected. And I have an advance notice that there will be a curry evening for the staff, including anyone else who would like to come along. It's on Thursday the 15th of December at 7 at the Raj in Surbiton. And there will be posters up, but do let Catherine know if you would like to come. That's Catherine Trewick. And finally, Ray would like to say something.
Something's happening here next Saturday, the 19th. Are you all aware of that? What is happening? Promises auction. Now, we're doing this to raise funds for the church. You know, the church participates in helping lots of organisations, doing lots of good work, as well as the work we do here on a Sunday. That all takes money, and this is a way of raising funds for the church, which we hope will be a lot of fun. We've got a programme of promises. To date, I've got 46, because another one's came in today, that's been missed off the list. So there's 46, there's probably going to be 50 things to bid for. And if you don't know what a promises auction is, you can speak to me, Sally, lots of us around the room can tell you. Basically, it's going to be a fun evening. We're bidding for items on this as an auction, and then that's going to be interspersed with games of bingo. Bingo with a different sort of flavour, which I think will be a fun evening for everybody. So I hope everyone can be here 7 o'clock next Saturday, and we hope it's a large attendance. So see you then. Thank you.
Those of you who are able, if you can stand, the Bible will be brought in, and then we will have a Remembrance Day. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memory we treasure, and those we have heard about and whose contribution we value, and all who have lived and died in the service of mankind. There will now be a 2-minute silence. The response at the end of this is, we will remember them. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted, either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us all with them to your eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now the act of commitment. Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. Now you can take your seats, and we're going to have a period to reflect on what today is all about, during which we're going to be played a piece of music.
Thank you.
One of the things I think that we need to be really aware of is that when we think about war and people who've died in wars and conflicts, and even when we think about people close to us who have died, it's quite easy to move into a bit of a despair. And what should support us in that time is our knowledge of God. And so I think it's very important that we focus on God. And I'd like to get somebody to light a candle, which is the light of God in our lives, in our world, before we move on to the next thing. So can I get one of the children with a helper to light the candle? Can one adult go with them, please? This is when the candle doesn't light. Thank you.
She blew out the flame.
Oh, what? Thank you very much. Now I just want to call us to worship. Father, we gather here before you, uncertain and fearful of many things. We remember post-wars, past wars, present tensions, and we worry about the future. Shield us with your wings. Nurture us in your spirit. Let us learn wisdom from your words and endure. Amen. And now we'll sing our first hymn, Do Not Be Afraid, number 591.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Approaching the God of peace, we remember times of war. You did not lie to us, Lord Jesus. You said such things would happen. Strengthen us now to confront the past, to consider the present, and what we might do, and to face the future with hope renewed. Amen. We confess that peace is lacking in our hearts and minds. With hateful thoughts and hurtful intent, we sow the seeds of unrest. We confess that peace is lacking in our lives. With careless words and unkind deeds, we create disharmony. Like a stone cast on water is the hatred of the human heart. The ripples grow and multiply and become the madness of war. Forgive each and every one of us, we humbly pray, and let peace begin inside each one of us. Amen. Can we say the Lord's Prayer together, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us ever and ever. Amen. We're now going to introduce the theme for today, which is remembering, and Steve is going to read something for us. It's on.
I find technology very difficult. Can you hear me? Right. Now I've got a story to read you about. It's about a boy with a very long name. He was called Wilfred Gordon MacDonald Partridge, and he wasn't very old. There he is, look, having a good swing. His house was next door to an old people's home, and he knew all the people who lived there. He liked Mrs. Jordan, who played the organ. He listened to Mr. Hosking, who told him scary stories. He played with Mr. Tiffett, who was crazy about cricket. He ran errands for Miss Mitchell, who walked with a walking stick. And he admired Mr. Drysdale, who had a voice like a giant. Then Wilfred Gordon called on Miss Nancy. Oh no, I've turned over too many pages. Juggling a microphone and everything else. Right, his favorite person of all was Miss Nancy Allison Delacourt Cooper, four names, because she had four names just like he did. He called her Miss Nancy, and he told her all his secrets. One day, Wilfred Gordon heard his mother and father talking about Miss Nancy. Poor old thing, said his mother. Why is she a poor old thing? Asked Wilfred Gordon. Because she's lost his memory, said his father. It's not surprising, said Dad. After all, she's 94. What's a memory? Asked Wilfred Gordon. He was always asking questions. It's something you remember, said his father. But Wilfred Gordon wanted to know more. So he called on Mrs. Jordan, who played the organ. "What's a memory?" he asked. "Something warm, my child, something warm," she said. He called on Mr. Hosking, who told him scary stories. "What's a memory?" he asked. "Something from long ago, me lad, something from long ago," he said. He called on Mr. Tippett, who was crazy about cricket. "What's a memory?" he asked. "Something that makes you cry, my boy, something that makes you cry," he said. And he called on Miss Mitchell, who walked with a stick. "What's a memory?" "Something that makes you laugh, my darling, something that makes you laugh." He called on Mr. Drysdale, who had a voice like a giant. "What's a memory?" he asked. "Something as precious as gold, something as precious as gold." So, do you know what Wilfrid Gordon did then? He went home again to look for memories for Miss Nancy, who'd lost her own. Do you know what he found, Sean? He looked for the shoebox of shells that he'd found a long time ago in the summer, gently put it in a basket. Then he found the puppet on a string that always made everyone laugh, and he put that in the basket too. He remembered with sadness the medal that his grandfather had given him and placed that in the basket next to the shells. Then he found his football, which to him was as precious as gold. And last of all, on his way to Miss Nancy's, he went into the hen house and took a warm, fresh egg out of the shell. Then Wilfrid Gordon called on Miss Nancy and gave her each thing one by one. "What a dear, strange child to bring me all these things," she thought. But then she started to remember. She held the warm egg and told Wilfrid Gordon about the tiny speckled blue eggs she'd once found in a nest in her auntie's garden. She put the shell to her ear and remembered going to the beach by tram a long time ago and listening to the sea and how hot she felt in her button-up boots. She touched the medal and talked sadly about the big brother she'd loved who'd gone to war and never come back. She smiled at the puppet on strings and remembered how she had one, which she showed to her sister, and it had made her laugh. She bounced the football to Wilfrid Gordon and remembered the day she'd met him when he was playing football and all the secrets they'd told. And the two of them smiled and smiled because Miss Nancy's memory had been found again by a small boy who wasn't very old.
Right, we'll now sing another hymn, Colours of Day, number 572.
Thank you.
children are going to go out. Lord, we thank you for each one of these children, and we thank you for the helpers, and we pray that they will learn something new today. Amen. Okay, now Finlay Forbes is going to read for us Psalm 143.
Lord, hear my prayer. In your righteousness, listen to my plea. Answer me in your faithfulness. Don't put me, your servant, on trial. No one is innocent in your sight. My enemies have hunted me down and completely defeated me. They have put me in a dark prison, and I am like those who died long ago. So I am ready to give up. I am in deep despair. I remember the days gone by. I think about all that you have done. I bring to mind all your deeds. I lift up my hands to you in prayer. Like dry ground, my soul is thirsty for you. Answer me now, Lord. I have lost all hope. Don't hide yourself from me, or I will be among those who go down to the world of the dead. Remind me each morning of your constant love, for I put my trust in you. My prayers go up to you. Show me the way I should go. I go to you for protection, Lord. Rescue me from my enemies. You are my God. Teach me to do your will. Be good to me and guide me on a safe path. Rescue me, Lord, as you have promised. In your goodness, save me from my troubles. Because of your love for me, kill my enemies and destroy all my oppressors. For I am your servant.
Thank you. There are some quite difficult bits in that psalm, but I will talk about them as we look at a few thoughts I've had on remembering. Remembrance Sunday began as Armistice Day, when we remember those who gave their lives for their country in the First World War. It has since developed into a day to remember all those who died while fighting for their country in wars and conflicts. And for some, it has become a day to remember all those close to us who are no longer with us. I'd like us to look with a slightly wider lens and see that remembering is an important theme in Scripture. There are many passages in Scripture that urge God's people to remember what God has done for them. For example, in the Old Testament, God's people were told to remember the time that God brought the Israelites out of Egypt, where they were slaves. This was remembered on a feast day called Passover. And there were many other feast days which were remembering things that God had done. In the New Testament, in the Gospels, at the Last Supper, Jesus broke bread and shared wine, and he bid his disciples to do this in remembrance of him. So every time we celebrate communion, we remember what God has done for us. So what is the purpose of this remembering? It is to remember what God has done for us, and therefore to hope that he will do great things for us again. Often we dwell on our problems and become lost in despair. But if we focus on who God is rather than our problems, and we remember what he has done for his people, we begin to hope that he can lead us out of our despair and awaken hope for the future. Today, I want us to look at one example of this process in action by looking at the psalm we just read, Psalm 143. This is a psalm that's attributed to King David. The psalm starts in verses 1 and 2 by asking God to listen. And then it moves on in the next two verses to telling God how bad things are. So it's not about suppressing our feelings of despair and lack of hope, but being honest and telling God about these feelings of despair. If we suppress our feelings, we are unlikely to move on to remembering who God is and what God can do for us. It is by crying out in our pain and despair that we open up to the possibility of hearing God and see the possibility of God rescuing us. Throughout the rest of the psalm, it talks about trying to remember what God has done in the past and begging God to hear David and to rescue him. All that we do in life needs to be in the light of who God is and what he's able to do for us. If we are grieving for those who died, whether in wars and conflict or other circumstances, mourning those who are no longer with us, it is easy to sink into despair. Only if we remember both our sorrows and the power, mercy, love, forgiveness, and goodness of God can we begin to see a way out of despair and rekindle hope. So now we're going to have a short period where you can reflect on what spoke to you out of those thoughts that I've just shared. And while we do that, we will have a piece of music to help us. into our prayers of intercession. Lord, we pray for all those who have been affected by war. We pray for those families who lost people in the First World War and the Second World War. We pray for those who live in war-torn countries today. We pray for those who fear the noises from explosions, like the people in Syria and other places. And we pray for those who are still haunted by the sounds of long ago wars. We pray for those who are nursing mental as well as physical scars. We ask for courage for these people and for the will to endure. Above all, Lord, we pray for peace. And we pray for those who are working to try and bring peace all over the world. Bless them with your wisdom in their work. We pray for peace in our own lives. We pray for freedom from strife among family and friends. We ask for a true desire to work for concord in all things. Lord, we ask that human hearts will be changed by the hope that you offer. Amen. We'll now take up the offering as a continuation of our prayer. We ask you, Lord, to bless these offerings. We ask you to accept them as a symbol of all we have that we wish to give back to you, Lord. All our talents, all our gifts, our daily lives, Lord, we wish to give them back to you in your service. Amen. Now we'll move on to our last hymn, which is Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Us to think of what we've just sung and contrast it with where in the psalm David asks God to destroy all his enemies. And we hope, Lord, that we can live with the spirit of bringing peace, even if it causes our death, rather than smiting other people because they've hurt us. In a world of warfare, be a beacon of hope. Amidst the strife, fight for justice. Pray for peace and walk in God's ways. Amen.
Amen.
Can we just say the benediction together as we go? Amen. Thank you. Yes. No. Oh, well, I hope it didn't spoil it too much. Yeah. Good. Yes.
Okay, I'll send your apologies.
Yes,
I have just...
Right, hello everybody. We're